bit off this morning, didn't they? So, have we left that record out in the sun? It's a little warped. Problem number one, Maria.
The end of the series. They're getting tired, yes. Those Grill Graham singers.
Oh, this is a weird one. Okay, off we go.
Okay. Oh, that's number two. Dear Graham and Maria, we live in a small terrace house and have lovely neighbours who have lived there for 20 years. They are lovely people, yes, all right, but not our friends. We don't socialise apart from a quick chat outside. Our problem is that they smoke and the smell seeps through our wall. It's beginning to really get to us. I really don't know if we can say anything as we don't want to upset them. We have also thought that if we came to sell our house, prospective buyers would smell it. What should we do? Mary in a house with thin walls.
I've never heard the like.
Oh, for goodness sake.
But is that possible?
Well, you know, you do smell things when people cook. You know, you might smell things if they've got their window open. This is how life is. There are smells and they will waft about. I just think go and live in a field if you don't like
being around
people.
Well, keep your windows open. Now it's the summer. Keep your windows open for certain. And also, when time to come and sell your house, just paint it. And then it will smell of wet paint.
I just feel, Mary, in a house with them walls, there are so many other things you could be fretting about, you and your husband, and you have chosen this.
Well, but that's... Well, the good thing is, their lives are obviously quite charmed that this is the biggest problem in their life, which is... That's good. So Mary should be delighted that this is the biggest problem in her life. However, it must still be... You know, once you notice something, you can't unnotice it. And once something starts to bug you, it's in your head now. And it just becomes a bigger and bigger thing. Somehow, Mary, nothing's going to change. These people may move, and then you'll get noisy neighbours. And that'll be a lot worse than smelly neighbours.
Yeah, with dogs and children. And
yes. So...
Get candles, get diffusers, get, you know...
But also get... Well, not get a life, but, you know, get a...
yeah, really. Too.
Get a sense of perspective, Mary. You know, things could be a lot worse. That this is the problem in your life, and this is the problem with your neighbours. Neighbours are hell. Not hell, but you know what I mean? They're always something you have to be aware of, and you'll do things that you don't like, they'll do things you don't like, and that's just the way it is, unless you live in a cave in the wilds of Scotland. And even there, the sheep will annoy you, or, oh, the heather's so itchy on my feet.
Yes.
You know, something
manure,
will annoy you.
I can smell the manure. The cows are so selfish. They come and do it right outside our cave.
So I think what we're saying, Mary, is find a way. No, we're sort of saying Mary needs to find a way to live her life where this isn't driving her crazy.
You're being unusually and... quite out of character, tolerant today, and I am the one who can't be bothered with
it. Well, no, but the trouble is, I have to be a bit tolerant because we're telling Mary to be tolerant. You can't be intolerant with lack of tolerance.
Oh, stop being so wise.
No,
you're right. Mary, there's probably something far worse going on in your life. Probably you and your husband haven't spoken for years, but you've decided to write and tell us about this.
But you know what? It's probably her husband is smoking, but not told her, and blaming it on the neighbours. Because I think it's very weird that the smoke's seeping through the walls.
Well, it's got to be a minor amount, hasn't it? I mean, you know, have your house hermetically sealed.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And put cling film over the windows and spray it with a hairdryer.
Why do people? Some people do that at the airport. They put their bag in, like, rolls and rolls and rolls of cling film. Why would anyone do that?
So that their case isn't tampered with, Graham?
But surely customs would just kind of go, why have they done that? I'm cutting that all off to have a look.
Yeah, by then, you've got to the other end, so you've got your case back. People are very paranoid about their cases, aren't they? When you get on the trains to go to the airport, and they just stand there in the aisles with their case, and you think, there's a place for cases. No one wants your stupid case with your holiday smalls in.
Well, you say that, Maria. On my way to Eurovision, someone took a fancy. Someone
yes.
took a fancy.
You got
it
back, though.
I did.
Was it all intact?
It had all been worn. I could tell.
Stop
it had all been worn.
Stop
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Right. If you've got advice for Mary and her smelly walls, then do email
that
me.
That sounded like you were going to say something really bad there.
No, but no, I wouldn't. I'm a professional broadcaster. Email graham.norton@bbc.co.uk or you can always text 88291. We will have another problem after a blast from our recent past. It's Emily Sunday.